Hi there. The word for you today is on thriving in the combat zone. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 3 we read, "Share in the troubles we have, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus." Listen, salvation enlists you in the service of Jesus, the King of Kings. That means his battles become your battles, and his strategies become your strategies. There are no exemptions. You're in for the duration. Satan has declared war on you, whether you like it or not, so it's conquer or be conquered. And he'll attack you on three fronts: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Let's look at each. First, the attack from the world. Ever feel like you don't fit in? That's because you're not supposed to. James writes, "Do you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God?" I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. The line has been drawn. There's no peaceful coexistence in this war. You say, what is worldliness? Well, it's not being in the world, but being like it. It's not mixing with the world, but blending in with its self-centered values, its relative morality, its attitudes toward God, his cause, his word, and his people. The world's hunger for power, popularity, and self-promotion contradicts the principles of Scripture. James writes again, genuine religion in the sight of God is refusing to let the world corrupt you. Jesus told us to avoid being swept up in the world's obsession with material things or its fear of not having enough to meet our needs. He says we're called to be salt and light. That means you are to be the one doing the influencing, not the one being influenced. When the world can't tell us apart from them, our light has gone out and our salt has lost its flavor. Think about it.